Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. We are starting the 22nd chapter of the book of Acts today, which is the beginning of a sermon, if you want to call it that, in which Paul is addressing a mob. And there's no better word for it. There are a mob of people who are intent on killing him. They've been stopped from killing him by the leader of the Roman garrison. Paul has appealed to that leader in the Greek tongue and asked if he would be given the chance to speak to the people. So the garrison is sort of protecting him from the violence of the crowd. He waves his hands till everyone stops to listen. He begins to speak to them in Hebrew, their native tongue. Here's Acts 22, verse 1. Brethren and fathers, hear my defense before you now. And when they heard that he spoke to them in the Hebrew language, they kept all the more silent. And then he said, now, as I'm going to go into this message, I'm not going to try to read his entire sermon right away. He's going to give his testimony, which is one of the most powerful ways to preach, is to tell people what happened to you. Go tell people what you saw. Come see. I like that phrase it's Philip uses when he finds Nathanael and John. He says, come see this man, Jesus. And that's the greatest way to witness, is the come and see method. Paul's going to do that. Before he does, he's going to mention some things I want to bring a little more light to based upon his other writings. Starting in verse 3. I am indeed a Jew, born in Tarsus of Cilicia, but brought up in this city at the feet of Gamaliel, taught according to the strictness of our father's law, and was zealous toward God, as you all are today. So Paul is giving his pedigree. Many of them would have remembered his teacher. And in giving his pedigree, he says, I was brought up according to the strictness of our father's law. That's the Mosaic law. That's appealing to the history of the Jewish people. And I was zealous towards God as you all are today. Now, at a different point in his ministry, Paul will write of the zealousness of a Jew under the law, zealous towards God. Let's never be mistaken in thinking that those in Judaism in the first century were not zealous towards God. In fact, let's read it. Romans chapter 10, and I'll start in verse 1. Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they may be saved. For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God. Now notice that Paul says they are zealous. They are full of zeal. They want to do the right thing. However, they don't know how to do that. They don't really even know what that is because they don't understand the righteousness of God. So they're going about to establish their own righteousness, failing to submit to God's. What is God's righteousness is Romans 10:4, the next verse. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. So Christ came to be the righteousness of God in the human family. To not accept that, you have to go back to your own performance, your own righteousness. But that does not indicate you're not sincere. Let's realize that people are sincere. A lot of times, they're just going about the righteousness in the wrong manner. And that's the message that Paul is preaching in Romans 10. And it's, I think, the seed of that message there in Acts 22. We'll get into Paul's background in verse 4 beginning tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.